Welcome to the Motor City Sports Rundown. We have got a packed board today, starting with a collective sigh of relief radiating from Little Caesars Arena.
You can say that again. The Pistons were staring directly into the abyss, and their franchise player absolutely refused to let them fall. It was an all-time performance when they needed it most.
We are going to get into that historic duel between Cade Cunningham and Paolo Banchero in just a minute, and look ahead to a massive Game 6. But we are also taking a fascinating look at the Lions' recent draft strategy through a medical lens.
Right. General Manager Brad Holmes clearly had a specific physical profile in mind this year, and the data backs up a major shift in how they are building this roster. Plus, we will check in on the Tigers out in Atlanta.
It is a busy week in Detroit sports. Let's dive right into the hardwood. So, the Detroit Pistons, they put together a dominant 60-22 regular season. They secured the number one seed, and yet they find themselves fighting for their playoff lives against the eighth-seeded Orlando Magic. They managed to stave off elimination in Game 5 with a 116-109 victory, but they still trail the series 3-2.
It was a game they absolutely had to have, and it took a monumental effort just to survive it. When you are staring down the barrel of a historically rare first-round exit as a top seed, you need your stars to be stars. And Cade Cunningham delivered exactly that. He dropped 45 points, which sets a brand new franchise playoff record. It is hard to overstate how critical that performance was. The pressure inside the arena was palpable. If they lose that game, the season is universally viewed as a catastrophic failure. But Cunningham just put the entire organization on his back. The problem, though, is that Paolo Banchero was matching him shot for shot. Banchero also scored 45 points for the Magic. It was an absolute heavyweight duel. That is the terrifying part for Detroit moving forward. You get a historic franchise record performance from Cade, and you still only win by 7 points on your home floor. Banchero has been a nightmare matchup for the Pistons all series long. They have really struggled to contain him, and Orlando's physical defense and massive rebounding advantage have dictated the pace of almost every game. Which brings us directly to Game 6. It is scheduled for Friday, May 1st, 2026 at 7 p.m. Eastern down at the Kia Center in Orlando. Winning on the road in an elimination game is a totally different beast. Former Michigan Wolverine and Fab Five legend Jalen Rose has been providing commentary on this series, and he pointed out that slowing down Paolo is the absolute key if Detroit wants to force a Game 7. Rose is spot on with that assessment. You cannot count on Cade Cunningham scoring 45 every single night, even though he is clearly capable of it. The Pistons have to find a defensive scheme that gets the ball out of Banchero's hands. Whether that means bringing aggressive double teams, rotating faster on the weak side, or just matching Orlando's sheer physicality on the glass. The Magic have been bullying the Pistons in the paint. It really makes you question the construction of this top-seeded roster when they get drawn into a rock fight like this. The regular season is one thing, where you can outskill teams on a Tuesday night in January, but playoff basketball requires a level of grit that Orlando seems to have in abundance right now. Right. The Magic are essentially playing with house money. They are the 8 seed. No one expected them to be up 3-2. All the pressure in the world is squarely on Detroit. You could feel it in the building during Game 5. Even with the win, the anxiety was off the charts. Now they have to go into a hostile environment in Florida and replicate that desperation.
The major question is whether the offensive momentum from Game 5 travels. Cunningham finally looked like he figured out Orlando's defensive coverages. He was getting to his spots, reading the floor perfectly, and not forcing the issue despite the incredibly high scoring total. If he can replicate that efficiency, the Pistons have a real shot to bring this back to Michigan.
But again, the margin for error is absolute zero. If Banchero gets hot early in Game 6 and the Kia Center crowd gets into it, Detroit could fold. We have seen this Pistons team struggle with turnovers and composure earlier in the series. They cannot afford those mental lapses on Friday night.
It is going to be fascinating theater. A 60-win team trying to avoid absolute disaster, going up against a young, hungry Magic squad that smells blood in the water. Tip-off is at 7 p.m., and the entire city of Detroit will be holding its collective breath. Moving over to the gridiron, the Detroit Lions recently wrapped up their 2026 draft class, bringing in 7 new players. What is really standing out, though, isn't just who they drafted, but the specific physical profile they targeted. Every single one of those 7 players is 23 years old or younger, and more importantly, they all carry a very low medical risk.
This is a fascinating shift in strategy. Dr. Jimmy Liao, who does medical analysis for the Detroit Lions podcast, recently broke down this entire draft class. He grades players on a 1 to 10 medical concern scale. According to his analysis, not a single player the Lions drafted was considered high risk. In fact, 5 of the 7 picks scored a 2 out of 10 or lower.
That is definitely not an accident. When you look back at the Lions' 2025 season, it was completely derailed by injuries. Depth issues became glaring weaknesses that cost them games. It seems general manager Brad Holmes has made a conscious, organizational pivot toward prioritizing long-term availability and durability over taking swings on guys with medical red flags.
It makes perfect sense. The best ability is availability, as the old football cliche goes. But there is a trade-off here. By strictly adhering to this low-risk medical board, you might miss out on a supreme talent who falls in the draft simply because of a college injury history. But Holmes is clearly tired of relying on players who spend half the season in the training room.
One of the biggest talking points coming out of the draft was what the Lions did not do. They completely bypassed drafting a safety. Given the injuries in the secondary, a lot of fans and analysts were scratching their heads at that omission. But Brad Holmes addressed this directly. He stated that they didn't intentionally skip the position. He said the board simply did not line up, and they didn't perceive this particular safety class to be very deep.
That is the ultimate test of a general manager's discipline, sticking strictly to your board even when there is a glaring positional need on the roster. But it definitely puts a ton of pressure on the veteran depth currently in the building. They brought in Chuck Clark, and he is going to have to shoulder a massive load early in the season. Especially when you factor in the recovery timeline for Brian Branch. Branch is coming off that Achilles injury, and the latest updates suggest he is trending toward a return somewhere between Halloween and Thanksgiving of 2026. That means the Lions have to navigate the first 2 months of the season without one of their most dynamic defensive backs. Which brings us right back to the draft strategy. If you know you are going to be without a key starter like Branch for the first 8 or 9 weeks, you need the guys you are putting on the field to be durable. You cannot afford compound injuries at the same position. That is why drafting 5 guys with a medical grade of 2 or less is so vital. They need these rookies to be ready to contribute immediately, without lingering collegiate injuries popping up during training camp.
It is a delicate balancing act. You are weighing the need for immediate, reliable contributors against the recovery timelines of veterans like Branch and Kirby Joseph. If Chuck Clark and the rest of the veteran depth can hold the line until November, this defense could get a massive midseason boost. But if that depth falters, the decision to ignore the safety position in the draft is going to be heavily scrutinized.
Absolutely. Holmes is betting that his disciplined approach to the draft board, focusing on youth and clean bills of health, will pay off over a grueling 17-game grind. It is a stark contrast to some teams that gamble on high upside, injury-prone prospects, hoping to strike gold. We will see if Dr. Liao's low-risk assessment translates to a healthier roster this fall.
All right, let's pivot and hit a few more stories real quick before we get out of here.
Sounds good. Let's clear the board.
Down in Atlanta, the Tigers managed to avoid a 3-game sweep against the Braves with a 5-2 win on Thursday, April 30th. Gleyber Torres was the catalyst, putting up 3 hits and driving in the go-ahead run with an 8th-inning sacrifice fly. The win gets Detroit back to a flat .500 record at 16-16. The biggest takeaway from that game, though, was manager A.J. Hinch's move in the 9th inning. He bypassed established closer Kenley Jansen and handed the ball to Kyle Finnegan for the save. Jansen had blown his 3rd save in 9 chances just the night before, so Hinch clearly felt a change was necessary, at least for one night.
Yeah,
Bullpen stability is going to be a major storyline to monitor if the Tigers want to stay competitive in the AL Central race.
Finally, an incredible story off the field involving Lions defensive back Avante Maddox. He recently joined a service learning trip to Tegucigalpa, Honduras, organized by Grace Community Church and the nonprofit International Samaritan.
Maddox and the volunteer team were down there doing some serious manual labor, literally digging trenches for water pipes. Because of their work, 2,000 people living near a city garbage dump now have access to fresh water. Xavier Cornelius, who was on the trip, said the goal was to show the people living there that they are seen and valued. Just awesome stuff from Maddox, using his off-season to make a real global impact.
That is going to do it for today's Motor City Sports Rundown.
We will be back next time to break down Game 6. Let's see if the Pistons can survive the road trip and force a Game 7. Enjoy the games, everyone!